Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Friends, welcome to the Daily Inch.
Oh, hello.
While I'm away researching Murder Mile, here's a little treat to keep you entertained over the next 3 weeks. 15 little stories which are fun, rambly, informative, but not essential to listen to. Each story's been written and presented in a tongue-in-cheek way, and are not for the easily offended. Murder Mile returns on Thursday the 3rd of November, 2022. But until then, there's this. Number 13. Getting a bum deal on a second-hand phone. Everybody loves a bargain phone, which always leaves us in a quandary, as do we buy a new one at an overinflated price, or wait 6 months and get a second-hand deal for half the money? There are a few ways to grab a deal. 1. Befriend Dodgy Allen and see what he's got ensconced under his coat. A word of warning. It could be a new phone, or a pound of cheese, a one-legged dog, or a dose of herpes, depending on where he's been and what he's had to do to get the deal. 2. Head to one of those seedy little pop-up stores on Oxford Street, where the shop looks like it's just been ram-raided, and all that's left is hundreds of filled black bin bags and a big mouth with a microphone banging on about a mystery bag for £20. Which supposedly contains a fancy perfume, a designer purse, and an iPhone. And although everybody wanders away, opening the bag with all the hope of a weekend scrubber, tearing open the results of their weekly STD test, having played Russian roulette with their private parts. And yet inside, they only ever find 300 milliliters of diesel, a severed scrotum, and an iPhone cover. Or 3. Wander down the dodgiest street in any British town, and you'll find a slightly shifty shop, full of tat, and branded with the colours of banana puke, where you can exchange your second-hand goods for cold hard cash, even if you don't have a receipt to prove whether it's yours or not. Legally, I can't say its name, but I once knew a manager of one of those stores, who, as he took receipt of a DVD player, with its cables hanging out the back, a copy of Dumbo in the drive, and probably about half a mile away, a baby crying, having seen a shivering smackhead break into its home. Having traded the DVD player for £5, which Jimmy the Junkie had supposedly found in the street, as the inebriated seller tottered away, the manager whispered to me,
"Heroin."
As he was so used to dealing with the drugged up burglars, he could tell what drugs they were on, simply by sniffing them. But that's the problem. If you buy something second-hand, even if it looks legit, you can't be sure who owned it, what they used it for, and more importantly, where it's been. Let me tell you about one phone in particular. It belonged, as much as anything ever belonged, to Tommy Gulheeny, who went by the alias of Tommy Poohoofer. I mean, Poohoofer, hoofer as someone who ingests, and poo as in poo. Remember that. First jailed, age 12 for burglary, Tommy had spent half of his 20-year criminal career in prison for snatching bags from wealthy women, like all cowards, and breaking into homes as children slept, like all morons. Oh yes, he was a really lovely lad. The kind you want to take home to mother, if he hated her. Now, to say that Tommy was not a nice boy would be an understatement. Back in 2013, having stolen a £30,000 Volvo, he drove it at speed down residential streets, crashed it into police cars, because that's how you evade the police, by crashing your getaway car, what a pillock, and he was taken to hospital, where he abused the staff, assaulted a policeman, and ripped a cannula out of his own arm so he could throw blood at the officers, shouting, I've got AIDS. What a lovely lad he is. In 2020, having recently been released from prison, a place we can safely call his second home, on the 4th of September, Tommy was admitted to King's College Hospital as someone had deliberately ran him over. I mean, who would want to mash such a lovely lad under a set of car wheels? Anyway, in hospital, having suffered from life-changing injuries, which is a real shame, as he was so nice to the staff, having once again bit an officer's hand, threatened to give him AIDS, and called an Asian police officer a lanky c**t, and yelled,
"You're a Muslim terrorist. Don't stand by the window, you'll probably blow it up."
Tommy Gilheeny, who went by the alias of Tommy Poohuffer, had his torso x-rayed, and the doctors found a mobile phone shoved right up his rectum. Right up there. Like, right up there. Was he hiding it for criminal purposes? Or was he just a bum-bum perv who got his kicks by popping it on vibrate, sticking it up his poo hole, and phoning himself every hour? You decide. Still, it could have been worse, or better in his case. Imagine if it had been a flip phone. Ooh. One with a really long retractable aerial. Ooh. Or even one of those old-style 1980s brick phones. Ouch! Tommy Gilheeny pleaded guilty to a string of offences, including harassment, assault, theft, dangerous driving, driving without insurance, possessing a blade, and breaching his sentence. He was jailed for 3 whole years and ordered to pay a victim surcharge of £190. Barely the price of a second-hand phone. Unsurprisingly, the phone's owner didn't come forward to claim it. So if you want a cheap deal on a second-hand phone, a great place is the police auction, where they sell off stolen goods. Just be careful what you buy, and maybe give it a little wash first. The Daily Inch returns tomorrow. And of course, your regular episodes of Murder Mile return on Thursday the 3rd of November, or 3 days earlier via Patreon. Thank you.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.